Please welcome Paul Rudnick.
Thank you.
Now, you presumably saw Stepford Wives as a boy or a young man and have been amused and obsessed with it ever since?
Well, it's funny. I think I'm like everyone else, that I was so familiar with the phrase The Stepford Wives, but didn't have specific memories of the actual movie, which I did go back and rewatch before starting on the remake. And what's fascinating about it is that the most threatening thing a woman does in that film is to practice photography as a hobby. And that's considered scary enough for her husband to turn her into a robot.
Makes sense.
Who can blame him?
And 28 years later, now you have Nicole Kidman and other major stars of our age in this film. What do you, as a great comedy writer, bring to this movie that originally certainly wasn't done with a comedic bone in its body?
Well, actually, the original film there was a satiric intent, I think, underneath it that we've taken quite a bit further. We're still shooting the movie, but what seemed to justify it was the other day we were shooting in New Canaan, Connecticut, which is a fairly wealthy, beautifully groomed,
the ultimate wasp haven.
Right, stronghold. And we were in the New Canaan downtown and shooting outdoors. And throughout the day, there were women walked strolling up and down the sidewalks, residents of New Canaan, and they were all bone thin with beautifully frosted hair, year-round tans, sort of perfectly turned out casual clothing and discreet jewelry. And when they found out what we were doing, many of them came up and quite happily said, "Oh, we're Stepford Wives." Which it's a kind of frightening
title
to claim.
And then the Twilight Zone theme song played at that point.
And it seemed almost as if becoming a Stepford Wife was now a choice and an option. But there is that they live in the new McMansion suburbs. There are older homes there, but this was a community that a lot of these houses often were built on spec, but they run between $7 and $14 million. And they're both gorgeous and tremendously appealing and obscene at the same time. So when you're visiting them, you think, oh my God, this is paradise, and I'd cut my throat. You know, they're designed in this very kind of Georgian Normandy chateau villa bastard style. But they're geared for total comfort. You know, every tech innovation has been employed, and there's always in the basement of these homes, there's an enormous control room that runs the central air conditioning, the security system.
You mean
system.
Like a little closet or a control room?
No, this is NASA. You know, this is, and there are nanny's quarters as well, but they're impressive. And you wonder how these homes will age. You know, often the beautiful architecture of 100, 200 years ago, even when it becomes dilapidated, is still very appealing. These homes seem all about the gloss, and that once the money starts to go, Lord only knows what kind of ruins these homes will make.
Is there one moment or joke that you've invented for this new version that you love?
Oh, I'm not sure, because we're still in mid-filming, but it's I grew up in the suburbs of New Jersey, which is it's a very different suburb, but it's all still amazingly resonant.
What was your suburban boyhood like? It wasn't the lots of perfect bone-thin wasp ladies walking around in pearls?
No, it was Piscataway, New Jersey. And basically, all you need to know about Piscataway is that the Chamber of Commerce did put up a big billboard to try and draw people to the town that had a wacky cartoon of two Indian chiefs, complete with feathered headdresses, and they're shielding their eyes and saying, "They went Piscataway." Oh, it's clearly, it was a racially sensitive community. And Piscataway was also famous for some time because it was the home of the Trojans factory. But sadly, that business did move to Trenton for the glamour. But Trenton had one of my favorite New Jersey landmarks is there's an enormous bridge across whatever river reaches Trenton, and it has in huge illuminated letters, it says, "Trenton makes, the world takes." And I thought that was New Jersey poetry.
I think that's the Delaware River, by the way, is it not?
Oh, I'm sure at one time it was.
You've been for the last weeks and months in beautiful Fairfield County, Connecticut, making this film. is that suburb or suburbs as you experience them unavoidably in your life, are they different than the suburbs you grew up in?
Well, I grew up in a more of a tract home suburb, which was friendlier in many ways because the homes were on much smaller lots. They were closer together. There was a sense of you could ride your bike anywhere. There was, you know, a wonderful atmosphere of security and safety, and that it was a place devoted to the raising and worship of children. So I felt quite comfortable. Although it's funny, I mean, it's so easy to sneer at the suburbs and certainly should be encouraged. But it's but on the other hand, there's a degree of comfort there and a degree of ease and a lack of anxiety that I think hugely recommends them.
Paul Rudnick, screenwriter, former suburbanite, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Paul. Paul Rudnick's version of The Stepford Wives comes out next year.